Now back to the Tribune's Rick Pearson. It's the Sunday Spin on 720 WGN.
Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson of the Chicago Tribune here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Joining me here in the studio, I'm very happy to have Kirk Dillard. He is former Republican State Senator from Downers Grove, who is the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. I still have to call you Senator, right?
You know, I go by Dad mostly, but...
I'm not calling you Dad.
Whatever you want.
Well, actually, I want to thank you. You were just saying that you were at the Windy City Cookout last night, so...
Yeah, the Windy City Smokeout. You know, it's a busy day for transit, as it is every day, but the Taste of Chicago,
right.
Cubs game, and the Windy City Smokeout, which is at the United Center. So, like every day, the men and women of the CTA, Metra, and the PACE system are busy.
Well, and I mean, earlier on, I was talking about how there's something all the time in the summer in this city, and you know that's got to tax the transportation network.
It does. Obviously, the Chicago Police Department and Fire Department, are working around the clock and get burdened by, and burden's not the right word, but they're very busy with a lot of the events. But the same holds true for mass transit. And in Chicagoland, we operate 24 hours a day. I mean, London doesn't operate 24 hours a day, but this is a city that works. And, when you wake up in the morning and you want your newspaper or you want to go get your muffin or coffee, somebody rode the CTA there in the middle of the night to prepare whatever you're going to have when you're going to work.
So now we finally, after having you on this show for how many years talking about...
Begging for money.
Yes. And it was kind of embarrassing when you were out in front of the old showcase studio on Michigan Avenue with the paper cup. I thought that was taking it a bit too far. But we now have a capital bill. A long-awaited capital bill, and it's a $33 billion transportation component, I believe, of the $45 billion. Now, that's roads, bridges, that's everything. I'm not sure what transit gets out of that.
We get about 20%,
well, that's not enough, right?
It is, but it's a great start. when you've been starved for capital or infrastructure money for a decade, it's a great start. I will tell the listeners, we have a $30 billion backlog of just state of good repairs. Is the terminology in the transit business that is just to keep the system like it is
level.
And there's some new things that are in this bill, but we get. Probably $2.7 billion in bonding for transit capital projects over the next 5 years. We get $250 million, very importantly, first time ever. I thank Governor Pritzker and the legislators. We get $250 million in pay-as-you-go stable funding. Better funding means better rides, Rick. That's the bottom line. We have been cash-starved for a decade, and Metra's lined up to buy 40 new locomotives. I kid people, used to ride in from Naperville on Metra. The car I ride in from the western suburbs was delivered when Dwight Eisenhower was the president.
It's very obvious too when you look at
it looks new, but it's ready for Medicare, and you've got to replace your equipment. And if you're trying to get home to your child's soccer game, or you want your employees to show up in the business district of Chicago without delay, 70% of everybody that works in the Chicago business district takes mass transit to work. You've got to replace your equipment every 40, 50, or 60 years.
Well, and you were speaking of like the BNSF, and you wonder at what point can they still find parts.
Good questions. Like Assessor Kagi's, as we heard with Hal Dardick on the previous computer system, but. Over 2 million people ride the RTA system every day. That's 1/6 of Illinois. In your horseshoe segment, you talked about how you lived in central Illinois. I try to tell downstaters that 1/6 of the population of Illinois every day rides the mass transit system, and it's great for everyone. This is just Metra. It's not the CTA. If we didn't have Metra, you'd have to build 27 more lanes of highway on the Stevenson, Kennedy, Dan Ryan. Obviously, we don't have the space, nor do we have the money. But even if you don't take mass transit, you save $400 a year. We talked to you on your segment with Representative McSweeney, talked about how the legislature adjusted the gas tax, which hadn't been adjusted for inflation in 40 years. You save $400 a year if you're a rush hour driver just in fuel savings. As crowded as the Eisenhower may seem, you'd have to spend $400 a year more in gas because you'd be stuck on there for longer than you even are. And if you're we estimate that every Metro rider saves non-riders about $4,000 a year by reducing congestion and increasing safety accidents. We're in the Allstate studio. Allstate will tell you that means fewer auto accidents because the roads are not as congested as they may seem. But, 2 million people, you put them on the expressways, it's gridlock.
Well, and as you said, we can't build that kind of a system for
Vehicles. And Rick, I think, I grew up in Chicago. I've been here my entire life. Took the CTA as a kid. We have one of the great legacy systems in transportation anywhere in the world. We're going to improve it. We may take the red line farther south, but we need to keep what we have because it is a tremendous system. It can always be improved, but our grandparents have built the best system, I think, anywhere in America.
Actually, we have a texter asking, is the Orange Line 24 hours?
The Orange Line essentially is a 24-hour line. Speaker Madigan is probably the Orange Line's, along with Representative Lipinski,
yes,
biggest component or proponent. So, the Orange Line essentially runs around the clock, and it's a workhorse line.
I'm curious about BNSF, and that's been a problem plagued line, and I know part of it is this implementation of the new
positive train control
to prevent accidents. It's something that's mandated by the federal government for all railroads. We've gotten little extensions for time period, and it's an expensive proposition.
It's a $400 million unfunded mandate that will cost $10 to $20 million a year forever.
I know that's part of it, but what else is going on to try to get BNSF, that Naperville route, going?
Well, I certainly think, I mentioned Congressman Lipinski earlier. He sat down with the president as well as the officials from Metro, the president of Amtrak, as well as the BNSF. And, Union Station also needs to be improved. That's a station, if you want to be the transportation capital of America, we need to look like it. That's the gateway. More people go through Union Station every day than go through Midway Airport. I was in New York 2 weeks ago and toured Grand Central Station, Philadelphia, Denver, a lot of the other cities have made their stations like Union Station.
Some of the great
gateways, yep, for non-riders, where you go on a weeknight and have, mm-hmm, dinner. And there's a proposal. It is probably $1 billion proposition where BMO Harris is going to build their headquarters next to Union Station. Air rights is the name of the game. In fact, as we sit in this Allstate studio, Millennium Station's right below us. You don't even have to get, if Steve Cochran wants to come to work in the morning, he can take and go into Millennium Station and never have to go outside in the dead of winter. Today's a great day to walk around outside, but Union Station, coupled with the old post office renovation, will just absolutely make the near west side take off, sort of like the Fulton Market area has done. So there's a plan to really use air rights to renovate Union Station. Can't wait for that. But we are all over the Burlington Northern, Santa Fe, as well as Amtrak, our friends at Metra and the congressman, working to continue to improve it. But I ride that line every day, and I get as frustrated as any of the riders with what used to be almost a perfect system. them.
It was it had the best on time record. It was,
but the new Capitol bill will help. It'll certainly alleviate many of the mechanical delays you get on your apps and iPhones. I think they're going to replace up to 40 new locomotives. So it'll be a better ride, and better funding does mean better rides.
And actually, what they've done with the renovation at Union Station so far is actually very
magnificent. Nice. It blows my mind, and I've been around as in the governor's office and in the state senate, how expensive some of these repairs are. I'm not sure everybody has a grasp of.
It's not just paint.
It's unbelievably expensive. But we're moving a sixth of Illinois every day.
We're speaking with Kirk Dillard, the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to your Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, joined by Kirk Dillard, chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. We're here in the Allstate Skyline studio. Just a couple of quick questions. We were talking about BNSF. Question, why is BNSF line have more problems than all the other lines?
In a nutshell, it has the oldest equipment. So as the new capital bill kicks in, they'll get the newest equipment probably more quickly than the other lines.
And it's one of the heavier lines, too.
And it's clearly the workhorse line, most riders.
Another question. Please consider extending Metra 1 to 2 hours at night so healthcare workers, many, can make it to the last train.
It's a great suggestion. And again, better funding means better rides. And because of the capital bill, we won't be cutting any service.
And potential to expand.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, and this seems like we talked overall about what a workhorse mass transit is in the region, but this is what fuels the economy.
There's no doubt. And Rick, these are studies from the Metropolitan Planning Commission. Mary Sue Barrett heads that up. These are incredible statistics. In the last 10 years in metropolitan Chicago land, so it's the seven county metro area, 85% of all new commercial construction was within a half a mile of mass transit. 50% of all jobs created in the metropolitan Chicago area, again, within a half a mile of mass transit, and 76% of all new multifamily housing starts within a 10-minute walk to the CTA or Metra. Where mass transit goes, the economy grows.
We're not just talking Chicago. We're talking the seven-county region.
Absolutely. And it's all about transit. The reason Chicago leads America in corporate relocations, whether it's McDonald's now moving to, the Fulton Market area, I can go on and on and on, is mass transit. And if you want to keep your millennials and Generation X's and Z's here in Chicago, they live by mass transit and Uber. It's a generation that takes mass transit and Uber more than my generation.
So you brought up Uber. I'm curious how, I don't know if there's actual studies, there probably have been, about, how does Uber affect something like the CTA?
It has an impact, and I look at Uber, if we do Uber and Lyft properly, or the rideshare companies, they're a good partner with us. Metra has a partnership with Uber. It certainly solves a lot of our last mile issues, which is great. One of the things, just human nature, is more people take the blue line now, and there's some great blue line improvements coming with the new capital bill. More people now jump on the blue line out of O'Hare, and they may go and take the blue line, into the city, and then they'll grab an Uber to go meet their wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, whomever, at a restaurant, or go home. And Uber and Lyft can be a great partner. Now, one of the problems is they cause more congestion, which slows down our buses, which, Alderman Hopkins and I have talked ad nauseum about how Uber drivers clearly slow down buses in the Gold Coast.
But what do you do?
First of all, you've got to make sure that Uber drivers know where they can and cannot pick up people.
Good luck with that.
Not in front of a bus stop. We'll work with it. I know Mayor Lightfoot has ideas with respect to ride sharing. Want to let her catch her breath as the new mayor, and we'll work through it. But Uber and Lyft, if done properly, can be decent and good partners with them.
you have a partnering with the scooter companies?
We do not. And you actually, if there's any of the CTA bus drivers or Pace bus drivers out there, you know, you gotta get, it's just one more hazard that they have to deal with every day.
Another question on the text line: who's responsible for fixing bridges on the UP North?
It would be Metra, and let me tell you, that's a great question. So Metra has about 800 bridges. 400 of those bridges, Rick, are more than 100 years old, and there are still some that are made out of timber. So the Capitol bill is a great start from Springfield. It's not enough. Hopefully, President Trump and Washington will give us their, you know, their couple trillion,
the long awaited
trillion dollar. Infrastructure bill, because federal money is just critical. And our congressional delegation does a great job of returning federal transportation monies. It's one of the few areas where we actually win as a state, but we need a couple trillion dollar federal bill as well.
Are you optimistic?
I don't know. The president, Congressman Bustos from the Quad Cities, told me that Speaker Pelosi went in with Chuck Schumer, the Democrat leader in the Senate, said, how about a trillion eight? And the president goes, let's just round it up to two trillion with a T. I'm optimistic because the one area of bipartisanship you can find in Springfield or in Washington, and this country needs more bipartisanship for sure, but it's important to the economy, is you can find common ground. The state chamber of commerce and the business leaders were begging for a capital bill. They swallowed a gas tax increase, although it's just an inflationary increase because it hadn't been increased since Jim Thompson was the governor. So it was like 1989, I think, was the last one. So it's really an inflationary adjustment. But the one area you can find bipartisanship in Washington and Springfield, as we just proved, is infrastructure, because it makes your economy go.
That's Kirk Dillard. He is the chairman of the Regional Transportation Authority. As always, thank you so much for joining me this morning
on this beautiful day.